Baz Luhrmann takes his all-consuming storytelling style to give us an Elvis Presley biopic that's as big and expansive as how the music legend lived his life. In typical Luhrmann fashion, he uses dazzling visuals to chronicle Presley's humble beginnings to eventually becoming one of the biggest acts in music history. But unlike some of the other projects Luhrmann has done, it's his performance that elevate the spectacle he's crafted. I'm Aaron C. Rhodes, your host of Expert Zero, and we'll discuss this after a word from our sponsor. Welcome back. Elvis is a 2022 biographical music drama film that is based on the life of rock and roll superstar Elvis Presley, told from a perspective of his manager and close friend, Colonel Tom Parker. It is directed by Baz Luhrmann, who co-wrote the screenplay with Sam Brommel, Craig Pierce, Jeremy Donner. Austin Butler steals the show here as a star as Presley. Tom Hanks plays the role of Parker. Olivia DeJonge, Helen Thompson, Richard Roxburgh, Kevin Harrison Jr., David Wenham, Cody Smith McPhee, and Luke Bracey in supporting roles. The film is dedicated to the memory of the Ladd's Company founder, Alan Ladd Jr., who died in March of 2022. Some of the main players to know here is Austin Butler, who gives an outstanding performance as Elvis Presley. I guarantee we will see Austin's name during the award season this year. The younger Elvis is played by Chayden Jay and also does well, but is in a limited role. Tom Hanks plays the role of Colonel Tom Parker, Elvis's manager. Olivia DeJonge as Priscilla Presley. Helen Thomas as Gladys Presley, Elvis's mom. Richard Roxburgh as Vernon Presley, Elvis's father. And Kelvin Harrison Jr. as B.B. King. First off, jumping on this film from the beginning through the end, and I'll start off by saying that we're going to have some spoilers in this film, that there's probably not many spoilers out there to know about Elvis, but just so that the movie's not completely ruined. So if you're listening to this and hadn't seen the Elvis movie yet, I would click off, watch it, and then come back later. That being said, Elvis's youth is surprising to a lot of people watching this film, because he actually grew up very poor. His father was arrested for writing a hot check, and him and his mom were on their own. And back during this time in the 1940s and 50s, in the situation she was in, you were sent to basically live in the projects. And at this time, we were still segregated into black areas and white areas. So Elvis and his mom are sent to live in a area that's predominantly black. So Elvis grew up with living in black culture and experiencing their music and worship and whatnot. And this is the basis for where he gets his love for rhythm and blues, his dance style, and the songs that he sang. You know, for example, Hound Dog wasn't a song that Elvis came up with. It had been sung for many years from black performers, and that Elvis had used that when he got into the role he was. And that took us in the 1950s when Elvis really started performing, and it's really neat to see him going around to these little fairs and performing and making his name, and how things were different then. And you could imagine how much different it is for someone like a Justin Bieber type compared to Elvis Presley back then, just with how things have changed, where the accessibility to the stars back then was definitely different. But you could see what Elvis had to offer through his youth in the 50s coming up, and also him. And this was something that was definitely a black eye for America during this time, where segregation was going on and Elvis was being targeted because he was friends with black Americans. So they authorities used that against him. And in addition to his style that they deemed was sexual in nature, to try to keep him from performing, and was even banned from singing in many cities during that time. I got to a point to where Elvis was pretty much forced to go into the military during World War II. And that's where we meet Priscilla Presley and see that relationship take off with those two. When Elvis leaves the military, it shows his film career that took off and was that was neat to see, but a small part of the film. I didn't think it needed to be really big. I kind of looked at it and was thinking that, you know, maybe it would have been nice to see if he could have made a run through the 60s with his music. But, you know, he would have had to contend with, you know, the Beatles, for example. So maybe it all worked out for the best. But not till 1968 did he make his big comeback. And that's where the Elvis and the Black Leather comes out and whatnot. And we really see the genius that was Elvis Presley and his performance then, and how it had matured from the 50s until then. And then it takes us into his the latter part of his life, which was his shows in Vegas and the dealings mainly with his manager, Colonel Tom Parker, and real kind of nefarious things this guy would do. And the story is pretty much based off of fact, but there are some liberties taken by the filmmakers here. So I would check out the official Elvis story, but, you know, seeing Elvis, that the things, even he was the top superstar in the world at the time, that he didn't get to do the things that he wanted to, meaning, you know, tour the world and whatnot, because he's being manipulated by Colonel Tom Parker, was really sad. And you even made yourself wonder that even, you know, Elvis is deemed the king of rock and roll, but how much bigger could he have been with a better manager and someone that wasn't taking so much from him? Overall, I think this is a very good picture. Austin's performance in this film is just outstanding. I think that, you know, when you go see this movie, Austin Butler is worth the ticket price alone. Outstanding performance in this film. I mean, he becomes Elvis. Out of the movies I've seen this year, Top Gun Maverick with Tom Cruise and Austin Butler here with Elvis, two outstanding performances that I think we'll see recognized later on. And you should see this film in theaters. The best part about the film for me was it made me love Elvis Presley as a performer and what he stood for during that time. It's also great to have his music reintroduced to myself and to many other moviegoers so we can enjoy the greatness that Elvis was. I give this film 4 stars out of 5 and highly recommend it.
That brings us to the end of this episode of the Expert Zero Podcast. I greatly appreciate you checking out this episode. My goal for doing this podcast was to start a conversation with others about the important things in our lives. I use my 0% knowledge to give 100% opinion on topics related to entertainment, sports, music, culture, and more. We hope to use these conversations to get to a happier place in our daily lives. We cannot guarantee more happiness in life, but we will make our best effort to get you closer to your happy space. Once again, thank you for listening to the Expert Zero Podcast. And as a reminder, please give us a 5-star review on your listening platform with a review about the good times you had while you were here. Thank you again, and we'll talk again next episode.